Welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition their business on their terms. Our mission was born from the lessons we've learned from over 100 business transactions, which fuels our desire to share our experiences and wisdom so you can succeed. Now here's your host, CEO of Mastery Partners, Tom Bronson.
You know, over the last couple of weeks, I've been giving you the it's Tommy B, and welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast. And you know why? Because today, I just feel like celebrating. Today is the fourth anniversary. We have been doing podcasts for 4 years now, four complete years. We are starting next week our fifth year on this podcast. That is an episode virtually every week since the beginning of COVID. Can you believe that? We started this podcast right after the lockdown. And I said to my team, well, I just bought a bunch of hours that I'm not driving in my car. Why don't we do something with those hours? And we started a podcast the following week because that's the way I roll. This is, in fact, the Maximize Business Value Podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners on how to build long-term sustainable value in your business. You know, every business on the planet will eventually transition. Wouldn't it be better to transition yours by design rather than default? If you are serious about really building value in your business and then transitioning on your term, you found the right place. This is the podcast for you. Like, subscribe, download away, call me, reach out. I'm just so excited. Today is our anniversary. And if you've been with us for all this time, thank you for sticking with us, just like thousands of other people have. It has been a great joy to bring you such really good and useful, valuable information over these last 4 years, and we're not done. We're going to keep on going and trucking down the path with this podcast. And so thank you for coming. And normally we'd be doing a celebration podcast where we're doing a compilation of all the really cool stuff. But this year I decided to just, let's keep plowing through this book. Let's get through it. We've only got, I don't know, another 20 weeks until we finish off the entire book. And so thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for being here. And here we go. This episode is part of the a series on my second book, which is the Maximize Business Value Playbook, 65 specific things you can do to dramatically improve the value of your business. Today, we're on chapter 45, Know the Product Penetration Rates. This is one of my favorites because it is often very obscure. Penetration rates don't necessarily apply to all businesses. This data mainly applies to businesses with a broad product offering that is generally appealing or needed by a broad cross-section of their customer base. Knowing your market penetration rate is critical to understanding if your market and sales or marketing and sales strategy are working. Now, my example here is from one of my last companies where we sold technology products to restaurants and retailers. Our customer relations usually started, or relationships usually started with a point of sale or a POS system. You know, the touchscreen computers used to manage orders and process payments at any restaurant. We later added online ordering, smartphone apps, customer loyalty, enterprise reporting, credit card merchant services, and on and on and on. Each one of those things generated more recurring revenue for us. Go back two chapters and listen about recurring revenue. Almost 100% of our POS customers could benefit from using all of those other products. So we relentlessly measured customer penetration rates by product. And over time, we realized that the higher number of products that our customers used, the more likely that they were going to stay with us, making them something that buyers love, very sticky. And the more product they used, the more profitable we became, which, and also the more profitable they became, which drives both of our business values. So it's a win-win. Look at that. In our fourth anniversary episode, everybody wins. I love that. Here are the maximize business value actions this week. Number one, understand and evaluate your product penetration rate. It's really important. Number two, drive product profitability by adjusting sales and marketing to maximize that penetration rate. Number three, download the product penetration worksheet in the free stuff section at masterypartners.com. We've got a great worksheet, and if you want us to walk you through it, happy to do so. Next week, we'll be talking about managing concentration risk. This is the Maximize Business Value podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners on how to build long-term sustainable value in your business. If this is the first time you found us, we've been waiting for you. Over 200 episodes. Like, subscribe, download away. And also, this is one of your last opportunities to register for the Business Transition Summit coming up May 7th, 2024 at Westlake, Texas, at the world headquarters for Charles Schwab. It is a fabulous facility. Don't miss this opportunity to network with like-minded business owners, learn from some really amazing world-class speakers, and spend a day working on your business rather than in your business. So, register at businesstransitionsummit.com. Last couple of opportunities to do that. Call us if you want a discount. So next time, until next time, by the way, I'm Tom Bronson. You know, it's me, Tommy B. Reminding you to pick one thing, I don't care what it is, just one thing. And investigating your product penetration rates would be a good one. But just pick one thing to dramatically improve the value of your business and do it today while you maximize business value.
Thank you for tuning into the Maximize Business Value podcast with Tom Bronson. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition on their terms. Learn more on how to build long-term sustainable business value and get free value-building tools by visiting our website, www.masterypartners.com. That's master with a Y, masterypartners.com. Check it out.
That was perfect. I wouldn't make any changes on that.